This is In the News in VOA Special English. President Obama is calling for new efforts toward progress in peace talks between Israelis and Palestinians. He says each side is going to have to make some difficult compromises. But he pointed to his recent talks with leaders on both sides. And he noted that George Mitchell, his special diplomat for the Middle East, is going back next week.
I think given what we've done so far, we've at least created the space, the atmosphere, in which talks can restart.
President Obama spoke Friday in Germany, part of a European visit, to remember the Allied invasion on D-Day, June 6, 1944. He met with Chancellor Angela Merkel in Dresden. Later, they visited the remains of the Nazi death camp at Buchenwald. The president's great-uncle was part of American forces who liberated the camp. The murder of 6 million Jews in the Holocaust led to the creation of Israel. Friday's visit came a day after President Obama gave a speech in Egypt directed to the world's more than 1 billion Muslims. At Cairo University, he called for a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world. He said they should work together to stop extremism and support peace. He spoke of being a Christian whose father came from a Kenyan family with generations of Muslims. He also noted that as a boy, he spent several years in the country with the world's largest Muslim population, Indonesia.
That experience guides my conviction that partnership between America and Islam must be based on what Islam is, not what it isn't.
President Obama discussed several areas of tensions, especially the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians.
If we see this conflict only from one side or the other, then we will be blind to the truth.
He called America's bond with Israel unbreakable, and said the tragic history that led to a Jewish homeland cannot be denied. But he went on to say it is also undeniable that the Palestinian people, Muslims and Christians, have suffered in pursuit of a homeland. He said the Palestinians must reject violence, but he also demanded a stop to Israeli settlement activity. He said again that the only solution is two states where Israelis and Palestinians each live in peace and security. In his words, that is in Israel's interest, Palestine's interest, America's interest, and the world's interest. Many Muslims who commented on the speech said they were generally pleased. But they said that, of course, the true test would not be in words, but actions. The president used words from the Quran several times throughout his speech. He also called for religious understanding and spoke of the importance of equality for women. The speech contained no major policy changes, but it did signal what many Muslims saw as a newly sympathetic voice from an American president. And that's In the News in VOA Special English, written by Brianna Blake. For more about the speech, go to voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Embry.